the prices of real estate was not the way it is now. So imagine what 10,000 zuz is. So that's going down. But according to Rashi, we have to. So that's the kashe by the Rosh against Rashi. But according to Rashi, we have to say sometimes even the right way. I mean, it all depends upon the value of real estate. So we can imagine. I mean, such a situation that the right way is more than 10,000 zuz. A right of way. So he's going down. He's going down. But this is how Rashi explains it. So that's the Rabbanan Sabri, Tzayis is Tzayis. The Madan Shalomar, our holy Motzel Meima, we had the Osem Ikei Achad, Mas Bino Leila Abo, the Motzel Bo Yishtu Yivadei, so Yochla Afki Adin Al Mechorosei, Hoyo Vikidim Shebo Miyot Lo Yoro Lemake. In other words, why does the Gemara apply the Machlekes between Admen and the Chachomi in regard to the case? Or in regard to the case of Chad Osem Ikei Achad Bo, why couldn't the Gemara apply the machlekes between Ab and Chachomim to the case of Chados and Mikiachad, but it's still the Yode to sell it to four? The answer is there is no such aloche that if it's Biyode of a Baldin to deprive another Baldin of certain rights, so it's considered as if that Biyode had already been actualized. Because then he could say, Lechiseda, but only if the Mechir originally had a certain right. And now, because of the Mechire, so that right was lost, let's say in the case of Chados and Mechirabo, so while the Sodiqs won the possession of the Mechir had a certain right. Now the Mechiach lost that right, because he's the only one. So there is a Mamon of Sheikh. So then we say, since it's Yodei to restore back to the original position, so it's considered as if he already did it. Mashenke, where originally the Mochin didn't have a vested right, so Mele, we couldn't apply the Aloch of Yodei. Well, that's a very simple thing. פירושיד יש בין איזה זיבויס, כל נכניס את החזביילים, ומוכל יהוסם שלא כחיד יש באחרינו, ופורך ולעיסה כולה בליג ומידיאס, משום דומה לישקליסו כדנאיך השקליסו, ולא אם להדרין לשתור איזה זיבויס למורה, ופור זו כנאמן עם הורכה, על מהוסם אמרינו, החתיימה, לכל העומה, so in other words, so we see that there is no מחלקס, and here, there is a מחלקס between Admei and the Rabbonon, so only Rabbonon say Ishaskes, but Admin is really can the whole concept of Ishaskes. But in the Gemara of Mokame, it doesn't seem that there is a Machlekes Tanoim and that in of Ishaskes. So Teisa says, no, there is a difference between the case in Mokame and the case here. The Hosom Leslip say the Ligambe, the Ogobem is a Boyes, Olochemei the Hosom, the Motsoma Matran is Torah Limore, Olochem the Kipsi the Ligambe, Svirali Lamrin Matran is Torah Limorei. So Teisva says, there is a difference. When is Admin Chile, in the case of Gemara Volkame, Admin also agrees that we say Ishasis. And we apply the Aloha of Mamochel Vishen Sheni Kos Chushetov Liyodi. Why? Because in Gemara Volkame, so whether the Nizek is gave from Ziboyes or even from Midyes, is actually gave the same thing. It doesn't sustain in the loss. If he's gave from Ziburius, then he's gave, quantitatively speaking, a larger size of Ziburius. And if he's gave from Midias, he's gave, quantitatively speaking, a smaller size of Midias. But the smaller size of Midias has the value of $1,000, let's say, in the damage the Nizek sustained is $1,000, and the larger size of Ziburius also has the value. So he really doesn't sustain any monetary damage, any monetary loss. But people like a smaller size of Edias more than the larger size of the boys. But monetarily speaking, he doesn't sustain at all. So since he doesn't sustain any real monetary laws, so then Imadmin applies the principle of Ishaskes. Mashenkin in this case, so as a result of Ishaskes, he'll sustain laws. In other words, the Pnimi sustains laws. He has to pay, he might have to pay 10,000 zoos to the Chitzeidi. Whether it's 10,000 zoos or 100 zoos or 10 zoos or 1 zoos, it doesn't make any difference. He sustains actual laws. So where a certain party, a Baldovo, sustains actual monetary laws, then Admin says we don't apply the principle of justice. That's what it is. Also, Leslie Tzili Gamre, the Golem Zibuyas, Ulochemede also in the Mots of Madame Stolen Mariah, Avalochenik Tzili Gamre, Sviri Amgrada Stolen Mariah, Vodipol, Hirochen is Okanam in Moche, who are deemed the Balchim Motsipor, contrary to Tesa Shite in Borokami. Da my dear Nabini, so the Busikapor, Tafulizok and Dimatil of Vidis Limor, Virashi Pierce the Shom Dafkin Zokipor, Avalchiv Nikolai gave Nabinis. Die Omer im Adran ist toll, ist ein Kurzler Morre, Motsa Omer Lochi Seda, aber die Socken ist ein Beines, du will Motsa Meima, Omer Lochi Seda. Wie ich Teme Ksu Lissi schon einmal mal geben, dass ich wo ist, Teme Lochi Seda, hol auf Milzi, die Bahar Teine leck, lauf Kuhi Eise an Maschi Gewe, in Moja Kulam, bis es auf Beilung geschehen. Und wie sie, Schapri, Hutzach, wie vorisch kann, im Zayes, Zayes, wie Eisel, ich habe auch, der Haschte Marviach, war Maschine Marzirlei, will im Maschma, klar, Loschenkach. So Teisves, der Rosh, ist der Kaschit. Against this Rashi, the Rosh Hashanah, he says that even according to Rashi's own shita in Bolkame, so the Rashi Ksuves is still difficult, and the Rosh seems to be very understandable. This Teisves is difficult. Why does Teisves say Ufize Shapi Hutzach Leforish? In other words, Teisves is saying in effect that the Rashi here is not difficult. That the Rashi here is in conformity to Rashi Shita Melokami. No! The Rosh points out, no, it is not in conformity to Rashi Shita Melokami. Because Rashi does say in Melokami, vis-a-vis the Nizek, that the Likeach has to offer an inducement, a benefit. Because if he doesn't offer a benefit, then we couldn't apply the aloha of Mamocha Rishon Sheikos Rishon Tolo Yodei. Because Mamocha Rishon Sheikos Rishon Tolo Yodei only implies that the Keach can acquire all the vested rights that the Meche originally had. But here, the Meche actually, originally, never had such a right to give Zibuyes. It's only the Meche only has a potential right to give Zibuyes, a potential right. Not an actual right, and he never possessed an actual right, the Meicher. That's why Rashi says he has to supply an inducement. Mashenkin in this case, where the four Mochim had an actual right at one time, until they sold it to Zvun. So they actually had a vested right to be Matre. So then, according to Rashi, Shittim Bolokan, so this thesis is very difficult. As the white teacher says, "Ufize shapi hutzach leforish kan yitzayse tzayis ve'ezli gavoch dehashde marviach v'meshin marzirlei v'lemashna klal voshin kach." But he's chelik an Rashi shite in Bovakame. That's why he's chelik an Rashi shite here. But teacher agrees with Rashi. Once we accept Rashi shite in Bovakame, so then we have to say what Rashi says here, that we have to resort to a forced settlement. We have to resort to a forced settlement. But the Rosh is massive on this Rashi. And the Rosh says, without discussing whether Rashi is right in the Shittim Bulakami, assuming that Rashi is right in the Shittim Bulakami, that vis-a-vis Nizek, we have to resort to a forced settlement idea. But here we don't have to resort to a forced settlement idea. Because here it's analogous to Ksuvas Ishon. And it seems that what the Rosh says is in over Poshu. So why does Rashi resort here to the forced settlement idea? According to Rashi, there are two types of Ishaskes. One Ishaskes vis-à-vis Xvetsisho, there it's not based upon the idea of before settlement, of Tzedek Tzedek Tirem, Achaz L'Divach L'Pshore. But there it's based upon the concept of Mamo Chavishon Sheini called Chushet Tovel Yodin. And then there is another type of Ishastis that is based upon the four settlement idea. So here the Rosh says, here we don't have to resort to the four settlement idea. Here we could say Ishastis on the basis of Mamo Chavishon Sheini called Chushet Tovel Yodin. So what is Rashi Shite? And what is Rashi Shite? Teitzves is Chelik on Rashi because Teitzves disagrees with Rashi's Shite in Bovakame. But, because Teitzves Shite is that there is a concept of Ishaskes based upon Mamoch HaVishal Sheni Koshrush Koryodei even in regard to a right that the Mechir never actually possessed as long as he potentially possesses. So if the Mecher potentially has a certain right, so the Lekeach acquires the potential vested rights of the Mecher. That's the reason as to why Teisves is Masik on Rashi here. But if Teisves had agreed with Rashi Shite in Bovakame, then Teisves agrees with Rashi Shite here, that here we have to resort to the four settlement idea. Why? What the Rosh says seems to be another question. But we have to say there is one difference between Ksuvas Isho in Bovakame and the case here. Because by Ksuvas Isho in Bovakame, so originally the Mechir had the right, the Mechir, that means the Baal, the Mechir had the right to pay his divorced wife with Zibores. Some Mele, we can say Ishaskes, on the basis of Mamoch HaVishon Lishem Kos Chush Tovel Yodei, since the Likeach is now able to invest the Mechir with the original vested rights, that at one time, before the Mechir started to dispose of his sons, possessed, so the Likeach acquires these rights now. Now too, Mashinkin here, it's true that before the four sodis were sold by Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisochot, Uzvun. So then each one of the four Mochrim, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisochot, had the right to be Matre. But according to Rashi, it wasn't the vested right that Shimon had. Why was he able to be Matre? Because Hamitzim Chaveru of right. So Shimon could say, you want the right of way, my Sode? Can you prove that you had the right of way, my son? You can prove. You can only say, you can only claim with the utmost certainty that you had the right of way via one of the four sons. But you can prove that you had the right of way via this other. So Mimele, he could be matrim. So it's not that the Mecher had invested right. In the case of Bava Kame, so while the Sodis were all in the possession of Ruvain, so Ruvain could tell his wife, his divorced wife, you take the Boyas because that's my right. I don't have to give you anything better than the Boyas. So the Meile we say, but here, the Mechir, Shimon never had a vested right to refuse him a right away. He was only able to say, Hamitzim Chaveru Rai, you want a right of way? I can't give it to you. I don't have to give it to you. Do you have any proof? Do I know that you have a right of way in this other? Maybe your right of way is this other. Why should I suffer? Why should I be the victim? So it's not that Ruvain that Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisochar had a vested right. The Mochim never had a vested right. But they were able to push him off anyway. On the basis of Mitzvah Havel Avarai. So the Mele, we cannot say, Ma Mocha Vishil Shini Kosrusha Tov Yodei. Ma Sheinke, in the case in Bovakame, so the Baal, while the Sodeis, originally, while all the Sodeis, the Idias, the Bainas, the Boyas were in possession of Ruvain Baal, So he had the vested right to tell his wife, you can only take from the son of the boys. So Mele can apply the aloha of Mamoch HaMishal Shinu. That's why Rashi says that here we have to resort to the four settlement ideas. Okay, I'll tell you. I don't want to say anything more because it might be too much. And if you didn't go over the sugya in the Vomis very well, even if you did, but it won't harm you if you go over the Gemara in the Vomis again and the Gemara in Pcheres Daf Memches. And then on Tuesday, I hope that we'll finish the whole sugya of Ishaskes, and you should go over the Rosh in Bolakame and the Balamoyer and the Ramban. There's a Machlekes Rishenim as to whether the Aloche, whether there is an equation between Yisemim and Likuches, a very basic Machlekes, and then we should also go ahead with the Gemore further, up to the Gemore of Omar Rove, Rubin Shemoch HaKosadis of Yishim. All right, but you have to learn here. And
Shir Lama Dalad and Baba Kama Chaf Aleph Kislev Hetov Shemem Gimel, December 7th, 1982, on Tuesday.
Then the Gemara says, that from the Zainu Medbeis, Sofik V'yobim Shebo Lachle V'yichse Misne. Now, what does it mean, Sofik? Now, the Aloha is, let's say there are two brothers, Reuben and Shimon. And Reuben died and was not survived by any children. So Reuben's wife, so he's Kukol Yil. So Shimon has to be Yamar. If he doesn't want to be Yamar, he has to give a chlitzi. So, the Aloha is that if Reuben dies, so Shimon has to, suppose he wants to be Miyavner, he has to wait 3 months, 90 days, because if he'll be Miyavner immediately upon the death of Reuben, maybe she will have a child. And then we won't know whether the child was from the first husband, from Reuben, and he's even Tesla Rishe, or sometimes he might be born in 7 months. Ben Zayin Lache in Shimon. Now, suppose she was Milperes, and he's Miyabmer, and then she gives birth child. So Memele, if Klapishmai is Galia, that it was, she conceived from the first husband, and the child that is born is Ben Tesla Rishain, so that means he was Eber and Isa Rishisach, and Isa Kores. So because of that, the halacha is that she has to wait 90 days. Even if she knows, and it's determined, let's say doctor made a test, and it's determined she is not embarrassed. But that's the takonis chachom. Now, but here the Gemara discusses a situation where he didn't act kedin. Reuven died, and Shimon was Miyabmi's wife, immediately. And then, at the end of 9 months, so she gave birth to a child. So we don't know whether the child was conceived from who she conceived the child, from Reuven. If she conceived the child from Reuven, so that means that he was Eivea, they were both Eivea and Issa Elvo. Or she conceived from Shimon. So the child, so this is what it says. Sofik v'yob, in other words, that is reference to a case where Reuven died and Shimon, the brother, immediately was Miyabim Reuven's wife, and then at the end of 9 months, so she gave birth to a child. So that child is called Sofik. We don't know whether he's the so-called Yob's son or he's the Mes son. So Sofik v'yob. Now the halacha is that if a yovim is miyabim, eish es ochiv, so he yarshens the nechosim of the mess, of the ochiv ames. So sofik v'yovim shebo lachlik v'nichsim misne. Let's say the estate of the mess of Reuven is $10,000. So then the Sofik grew up already, and then they are coming now after years, so they are coming to distribute the estate. So they have a litigation. So because Shabbalach Nichsim Yitzne, so because Aranoba Misnu, we Nichsim Yidui. It's not that he knows, but he presents the tiny because that is to his advantage. So he says, Aranoba Misnu, possibly that I am the son of the deceased. Mimele, you are there, and Nisa Rishesach. So I'm the son. I'm the Yerush. So all the $10,000 goes to me. No, it might be that you are a Ben Zion, Misheini, to me. So you are my son. So Memele, I was really the Miyam. So Memele, I am entitled to Yarshin, the Nechosim of my brother. So in other words, each one is staying in Tani Shema, because no one knows, but each one is staying in Tani Shema. So, have a moment amut to be sofik, a moment amut to be sofik chilki. Even though there is a machlekes between Rabbanan and Tzumches, as to whether we say moment amut to be sofik chilki, and not Tzumches is the one who says moment amut to be sofik chilki. But the Rabbanan say, no, amit v'chavir ala v'rayim. And most Rishonim pask like the Rabbanan. The Rashbam in Basra pask like Tzumches. So why does the Gemara pask here? The answer is, when are the Rabbanan chilik and Tzumches? In the case where there is a Murzek, so Sumcha says, even if there is a Murzek, even though there is a Morekame, but since there is a Dror at the moment, but later he's saying he's of the best, so Memele it's Chilkin, we don't go for some Murzek, and Rabbonon say, no, we go for some Murzek, even in the case of Dror at the moment, where but later he's saying he's of the best. Mashinkin here, no, neither party is any more Mosek than the other party. I mean, some male, they are both equal. No one is a Mosek in the Chosim any more than the other. The question is whether the so-called Sofik is the son of the deceased, the son of Reuven, or is the son of Shimon. So neither party is a Mosek any more than the other. So Memele, even the Rabbanon and I agree that we, in such a case where there is no one any more Murzek than the other, so it's more Amut Misafik Chalkin. So in other words, so the Sofi gets, the so-called Sofi gets 5,000 of the Mess estate, and the Yob gets 5,000. Alright, then the Gemara says, we both are the poet. We'll skip a certain lies in Gemara, that's not negated. Libosa de polikyom binichse misne. So, Sofik of Neyom, Shebo, Lachlik, binichse yom, Libosa de polikyom binichse misne. So, in other words, so they have this litigation in Besden Paschen. The Sofik gets half of the estate of Reuven, and the Yom gets half. So, the Sofik gets 5,000, and the Yom gets 5,000. But then, years later, so the Yom died. The Yom died. And the Yom has certain sons that are Vadai sons. In regard to this Sofik, we don't know whether he's a Ben Tesla Rishon or Ben Zayin Lache. So, possibly that this Sofik is also his son of the Yom, but possibly not. But the Yom had other sons. And then, years later, the Yom died. And they had already, before the Yom died, so there was a distribution of the estate of the mess. And Besden Paschen that the Sofi gets 5,000 of the out of the 10,000 estate of the mess, and Shimon, the Yom gets 5,000. Then years later the Yom died, and the Yom left a bigger estate, let's say. Doesn't make any difference, but let's say the Yom left an estate of $50,000. So then, now there is a new litigation in Bez, a new dintor. So Sofik of Neyob Mishabo Lach Linichsi Yobm, Libos Adi Polik Yobm Minichsi Misne, Bnei Yobm Amre. So they say, so now, the Sofik, the so-called Sofik, there is a $50,000 estate. So he comes to Bezden and he says, it's possible that I am one of the sons of the Yom. So Mimele, I should get the same chilek. The chilek is they. Suppose, let's say, there is just, to make it simpler, the example. So let's say there is one son of the Yom, and there is a $50,000 estate. So the Sofi comes to Bezdin and he says, there is a possibility that I'm also a son of the Yom. I'm Ibn Zaylachay. So Mimele, there is one son, so let him get 25,000, and I'll get 25,000. So Libosa, the polygamous Mishnah, Ne Yom Amre, Aisaraye, so that son of the Yom, who is Vadai, son of the Yom, says to him, no, you can't get a penny, because I'm his son. I'm definitely his son. But how do we know that you are his son? You might be the son of Ruvay. You might be his son. You might be a son of my uncle Ruvay. So Mimele, I say, and until you introduce evidence that you are my brother, you can take a penny from my father's estate. So the Sofik says, Monef Shaykh, you remember that only 2 years ago, so I got 5,000 out of Reuven's estate, and your father got 5,000. So manefshach, if I am your brother, so hovli monte badaychem. So if I am your brother, so then I want 25,000 out of your father's estate. But that I cannot prove. But viba misnano. So in other words, so Mimonevshech, he claims from the son of the Yom that he should get the lesser, whatever the lesser is. In the example I mentioned, so the lesser happens to be the 5,000 that the Chimen got in the distribution of Reuven's estate. So that's the lesser. Suppose it's the other way around, so then he'll get that, a half of this estate. So in other words, so it seems that the Sofi has a very strong title. He does it. He's bo machmashnei tainis. Actually, he's bo machmashnei tainis, the Sofi. He doesn't know. He doesn't know whether he's entitled to $25,000 as a son of the Yom, or he's entitled to be refunded the 5,000 that in the first distribution, so the Yom took. But one of the two is certainly true. But since it's a mitzvah chavel v'raye, so he cannot demand. So it's on the he is bo machmashnei tainis on the basis of mimonet. So monef shayche iach yichanano hovli munte badayche viba misnano hovli palgi de polka buchem badaye. So how does it seem if the Gemara didn't discuss it? How would one say? If the Gemara didn't discuss it, we would say he's certainly entitled to 5,000. Mimonevshech. That's not his sofi. Either he's entitled to 25,000, if Lapishmai is Galien, that he is Ibn Zayin Lachay, so then he is a son of the Yom, so he's entitled to 25,000, and the 5,000 that the Yom got does not have to be refunded to him. Does not have to, and on the contrary, then he would have to refund the 5,000 that he took 2 years ago in Akhname. But he'll get 25,000. So he'll refund 5,000. He'll still have 20,000. Or he's entitled to a refund of the 5,000 that the Yom took. So that's how it seems. Still, Rav Abbe says, Rav Abbe Omar Rav, Komdin. Rav Abbe says, and that's the way you pass, that the Sofik is entitled to neither. He cannot demand half of the estate of the Yom, because I'm Yitzvah Chalil Arayim. See, in Sofik makes me the Vadai. The son, the Vadai son of the Yom. So he's a Vadai. He's a Sofik. Maybe he's a son of the Yom. But then, and he cannot even, but the question, that we understand. But why shouldn't he be entitled to demand the refund on the basis of Mamonet Sheach? So Rababli says, no, he's not entitled to demand a refund of 5,000 on the basis of Mamonet Sheach. Machmas bo b'shnei tainis, because there is a loche of pom dine. Because 2 years ago, so what did Besten Pasken, Momin Amutl Bisopichel, we don't know who is entitled to the Yerusha of the $10,000. Maybe Klapishmai is Galye, that the so-called Sofik, let's say his name is Levi, that the so-called Sofik is the son of Ruvein, and Shimon lived B'Yisrael, he lived in Sin with Levi's mother all the time. He was constantly Levi and his accords. Of Ishesach Shaloi B'Mokei Mitzvah, but he was entitled if Klap Ishmai is Galye is Ibn Zayin Ibn Teslerish, or if Klap Ishmai is Galye that he was Ibn Zayin Lachay. So all the $10,000 should have gone to Shimon. But there's the aloha mom namutu b'sof chilkin, there's the aloha. So memele, so the din was set that 5,000 goes to Levi, the Sofik, and 5,000 goes to Shimon, to the Yovan. So memele, he acquires sins at that time. So the aloha was, Besden had to pass from that. It's not that Besden made a mistake. Besden didn't make a mistake. That's the way Besden had to pass on the basis of the halacha of Momna Mutmusov Chelkin. So Mele, he became a bailim of that 5,000 Bitirasvat. So Shimon became a bailim of that 5,000 Bitirasvatai. So even though the situation, when the Yom dies, and then there is another litigation, so the circumstances change, and now there is a Vadai that is entitled to the lesser to $5,000 on the basis of Mamonet Sheach, but since the aloche was that Momen Amutl B'Sofik Chilkin and Besden Paskin that way, so Mele he became a bailim of that 5,000. He became a bailim of that 5,000. So now he cannot say Mamonet Sheach because the son of Shimon can tell him, you want half of the estate of my father? No. Prove. You have to introduce, you have to produce Eidim, who testify that you are a son of my father. I know that everybody knows that I am his son. But how do we know that you are his son? But then you say, Monef Sheikh, if I'm not his son of Shimon, so I am his son of Reuven, so then I should get $5,000 back? No, you can't get the $5,000 back. Because my father, at that time, Al Pidin, had to get the $5,000, he became the Baal Mitiras Vadai. Even though it was grounded in Isofik, but because there was Isofik at that time, so Mimele, he became a Baal Mitiras Vadai. Come Dine. So it, yes?
How come the two cases aren't comparable? And it would be Mohammed the Sofik by the son. The son's he's a Sofik's son.
Yes, so?
So he would get half the Yerusha.
I mean, as far as the new Yerusha is concerned, so in Sofik makes him the Vadai.
But the same way we said that he...
No, because no.
When
then we don't say Momen Amutl B'Sofik Chilkin. Because there is a loche of in Sofik makes him the Vadai. In other words, the other son, let's say, Yehude, who is Vadai's son of Shimon. So he is a Vadai. And Levi is a Sofik son of Shimon. So in Sofik makes him the Vadai. You cannot apply the loche of Momen Amutl B'Sofik Chilkin.
But by the Ach?
So what if he's a Vadayach? A Vadayach doesn't Yarshin.
No,
only Yobim, a Miyabim Yarshin. An Ach doesn't Yarshin. An Ach doesn't Yarshin. An Ach. If there is a father, first of all, even if there is no son, but there is a father, so the father Yarshins. Not the brother Yarshins. And if there is no father and there is no son, so then he Yarshins as a brother. But suppose there are many brothers, so only the Miyam Yarshins. All right. So Rabbi says something. So in other words, so the Sofik cannot collect anything dependent, even though he really is mistreated, you could say. No, he's not mistreated, because there is a law of Komdine. Rabbi Yomi Omar Hotadin. Rabbi Yomi says no, even though originally we said that he becomes a bail over the $5,000 with Tiras Madai, because at that time there was no Mimonev Shech. But now the circumstances change as a result of the death of the Yom, so there is a Mimonev Shech. So we upset the original decision by Bez. We upset the original decision by Bez. All right, Hodadin, Soleime, and we pass like Chavadim, that comes in. Leime biplukte the admin of Rabbonu Tomifle. Itnam, mi sholachum bines hayam, vi ovdo idach sodeyu, admin ima yila bidach tzoro. Vichatila bik tzoro vachachomim, mi kodar mi amono yifra baavir. Vavim Rabbonu shape komar admin. After all, mi monev shech. Vi omar av yudom arav, och maeskini kishikifu abom niyon ma'aboruch. Yoche my time with the admin. So there is no mimon of shech. Vi omar obi barbodo, some kia habo, barbodo, some kia had. Kulam lo tligidim otsi matchale. There is no mimon of shech. Ki pligi bechado, some kia habo. Admin sova, as far as the present occupant of the four. So this chitzenius is concerned. So there is a mimon of shech. Admin sova motse, omali mikol moki mimon of shadaki gabachu. ורבונן סברי, דאום עלי, איש אסקס שאסקס, ומתן שטולם ראים, וזה סטוביו בלמדי, לי מרבה בדאום ה... כי רבונו, סו רבה באוסס קומדינא, סו, הי אגריז את רבונון, סו, ודאי אטו איבן דו, under the present circumstances. When one person, when Zwum, the example I mentioned the day before yesterday, when Zwum purchased the four sodis achitzenies from Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisochor. So now, under the present circumstances, the Zvum is the occupant, and the owner of all the four Sodis Achitzenies. So, on the basis of the present facts, so there is a Mimonesha. But originally, while the occupants and the owners of the four Sodis Achitzenies were Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisochor, so at that time each one had the vested right, had the right. Let's not say vested right, but it's not so partially it's a vested right. But he had the right to be matre. So Shimon had the right to be matre Reuven, and Shimon could say, "How do I know that the right of way you have been in Australia for a number of years? How do I know that your right of way was via my field? Maybe it was via a Levi's field, Yehuda's field, Yisochar field, and anyone can be taken." So at that time, if they came to Bez at that time. Now, the Aloha of Komdine does not depend dafke upon an actual decision by Bez. Even if there was no, let's say in the case of Sofik V'Yom, suppose for some reason the actual distribution did not take place in the lifetime of the Yom. It did not take place. So it would still, Rabbi would still say Komdine. I mean, the Rishonim say it. Because it doesn't depend upon the actual decision. The fact, had there been a litigation, what would best pass? Definitely, that the Sofi gets 5,000, half, and the Yom gets 5,000. So even though actually there was no decision by Bezin, so that means that the Din was already determined that he is entitled. He had a right to 5,000. That Shimon had the right to 5,000. Had the vested right to 5,000. Even if he didn't collect the 5,000. That doesn't matter. So here too. Suppose he would have come a year earlier before the four Sodis were sold to Zvulun. So then what would Besdin pass? That Reuven, the Bala Soda Apnimi, cannot enforce against the consent of the occupants of the Sodis Achitzenies a right of way. So the din was determined whether there was an actual psak din by Bezn or not. But suppose it had been presented before Bezn. Bezn would have passed then vis-a-vis the four owners of the Soles HaChitzonius that he cannot enforce it right away. So Mimele, that means this is how his rights were determined then. And you cannot change the rights of the parties that was already determined al pedin in the previous time. He said, so that's why Rababe, so he says, so Rababe says, Kirabono. Even though, according from the point of view of the present facts, he has a mimonefsher, but in other words, the rights, the vested rights that are determined at one time, so cannot be changed because the fact changed, because the circumstances changed. The Rabbi Yirmiyeh, and Rabbi Yirmiyeh who says, Hododineh, so he says, God made true that as of the time when they were four owners in the Soles HaChitzonius, so then the Baal HaPnimi had no right of way. But now, he has to be invested with the right of way, because the fact changed. Om Elokim Vav, Ano Adam Gafi L'Kadmi, Adam L'Kam Radmi Hosom, Elo. So, I, Rabbi, who say, Kom Dine, in other words, you cannot upset the determination of the rights of the parties just because the facts changed. You cannot upset it. So it's only in the case of Sofik V'Yov. Because in the case of Sofik V'Yov, so Rabbi Amra Afilu Kadmei, Rabbi Yedo Amar Kadmei, Omer Rabbi, Ano De Amra Afilu Kadmei. So, Afilu Kadmei. So, the reason is why Admin says that the rights of the parties, the rights can be changed, the rights of the Pnimi, according to Admin, can be changed, even though, let's say, before, a year before, when there were four owners of Soles HaChitzonius, so then the Baal HaPnimi, the Baal Soda HaPnimi had no right of way. Now it can be, his rights is changed, and he acquires a right of way. So it's because there is a Mimon Efsher, and the Mimon Efsher is based upon one time. Mashein kei, darge chad gabachu, aval hoche, miikel meima hoche. So Rashi explains it, but here there is also Mimon Efsher. But here the Mimon Efsher is based upon two separate times. So Mimele, if the Mimon Efsher is grounded in one time, so I have a right of way in one of the four sides. You don't know which, what difference does it make? Give me the smallest way. So it's based on one time. Mashenke, in the case of Sofik V'Yom, so the Mimon Efsher is based upon two separate times. In other words, I'm entitled to at least $5,000 on the basis of one of two rights. Either on the basis of the rights, because I'm Yerish, an equal Yerish over an estate of 50,000, or I was the total Yerish over the other estate of 10,000. So in other words, it's grounded in two separate rights. The Mimon Efsher emanates from two possible separate rights. So in such a case, we do not say Hodadine. We say Hodadine when the Mimon Efsher emanates from one right, but not if the Mimon Efsher emanates from two possible separate rights. Avroche Mikel Mimaroch, Rabbi Yirmiyeh, he says, Hododine, in the case of Sofik V'Yov, he says, Omoloch, Ano De Amra Afil Rabbonon, Ad Kan Likamre Rabbonon Hosom. So I say Hododine. In other words, even though the right of the party was determined a certain way at one time, but if the facts change, so then that right is upset. So the original decision by Beis Din doesn't mean after the actual decision. I mean the original right that became vested in a certain person because of the halacha that existed previously, so can be upset if there is a change in the facts, in the circumstances. Ano dam rafil rabonon, ad kan likam rabonon hosom, el mishum domalei shaskes. So there it's because it's based upon the concept of Mamo Chavishon Lishini Kol Schushet Abul Yodei, not because we say Yodadine, but because of the halacha of mamocha kishel shevus v'yodei. V'loim atash tovom rayu, ma sheshi b'diladei, avlocha mikel mimor. Here there is no schus of mamocha kishel sheni. So you just, and the, so he says, so mimele, so mimele, Alright. Now that's the Gemara he wants. Now we have to go in order to understand the Rosh and the Balamoyer and the Ramban, we have to know very well the Gemara Nanzok. The Mishnah says Nanzokin Dachman Chesom at Beis Hanizokin Shalom at Bidias Balchevi Beines Uksvasisha Biziboyes. Then the Mishnah says in the Froim Chosim Shibod Mokim Shiv Chosim Nechiri Vafilo in Ziboyes in the Froim Nixi Yisemil Nab Ziboyes. A number of takones, and all these takones are based upon the concept of Netikneo. That means the takones Chachon. All of them. So that means, and it appears from the Gemara, that the Tikkun Eilam, even though it's mentioned at the end of the Mishneh, but it's related.